Radovan Karadzic has plans to represent himself at his trial in The Hague, just as his former political ally Slobodan Milosevic did, has prompted warnings that he will similarly manipulate the trial process. Dr. Gideon Boas was a senior legal officer at the International Criminal Court for the former Yugoslavia during the Milosevic trial and is the author of a book on the case. He told me earlier that the number of charges against Radovan Karadzic should be reduced before he's brought to trial to streamline the process, but that he's very concerned about the war crime suspect's decision to represent himself.
Well, I think it's a deeply worrying, if unsurprising, development. The Milosevic trial was ostensibly made extremely difficult, possibly derailed, because Milosevic was allowed to represent himself for so long. There's a lot of complications to his trial, but probably the greatest complication was the fact that he represented himself in a trial that was so large and complex that it was inconceivable that one person would be able to prepare and conduct a trial on his own behalf.
Was it mainly because of his self-representation that the trial lasted for, was it 5 years?
Yeah, it lasted over 4 years and it ended in his death. And I think that both of those egregious circumstances can be linked to the fact that he was allowed to represent himself.
So has the court learned from this? Can it now prevent Karadzic stretching this trial out for years?
Well, you'd hope that they have. The only problem with that is that the evidence since Milosevic is very depressing. There's been a trial, there's been a case law relating to an accused called Dr. Šešel, who is an ultranationalist from Serbia, and he has sought to represent himself and has been allowed to do so for some time. Now, the trial chamber stopped him from doing that because he was engaging in very obstructionist behaviour. He did things like published books referring to the president of the tribunal as a Israeli genocidal maniac and the prosecutor as a, you know, the homosexual from The Hague, and the prosecutor, chief prosecutor of the tribunal, as a whore. And the trial chamber finally got fed up with him and, you know, silenced him and imposed counsel. He then went on a hunger strike, and the appeals chamber capitulated to this and reinstated his right to self-representation. And it remains of grave concern that if the appeals chamber maintains this position of allowing a very large latitude to accused of this nature to represent themselves, it's very possible that Karadzic will be able to manipulate the trial process in just the same way.
How would you expect that Karadzic would do that? Obviously, he's doing self-representation as a deliberate strategy. What could he expect to achieve in terms of stymieing the court? Is it possible he could get the charges thrown out?
I don't think he'll be able to get the charges thrown out, but what he'll be able to do is delay the process dramatically. One of the obligations that an international criminal court has is to deliver a trial that's both fair and expeditious. And the longer the trial process takes, the more it impacts upon the fairness of the trial. Now, what he'll be able to do by relying on a right to represent himself is to obstruct that process. It'll take a long time. It'll make it very difficult. And then he'll be able to complain that he's at a significant disadvantage vis-a-vis a prosecution office with tens of millions of dollars behind them and all sorts of resources. And that's the real risk here.
A big delay in the Milosevic trial was also his health. Does Karadzic have any health issues?
Well, the only report I've seen so far is from his lawyer saying that he's healthy, but, you know, it wouldn't surprise me to hear that he just suddenly developed a serious medical condition.
How did it work with Milosevic? How did he use his medical condition? Or do you believe, in fact, that he didn't have a medical condition originally?
No, he definitely had a medical condition, and the medical condition caused his death. There's no question about that. And one shouldn't be flippant about these things. But what the court found during the course of the trial, through expert evidence, was that Milosevic was manipulating his consumption of medication, so that there were periods in the trial where he was able to stop the trial from being conducted for weeks, sometimes for months at a time. And that seriously delayed the trial process and derailed the smooth conduct of the trial.
And what sort of defences would you expect Karadzic to use, for example, on the Srebrenica charges?
I suspect that the Srebrenica charges are probably one of his best areas of defence. There's, you know, there's anecdotal information out there that Karadzic and Mladic had fallen out by the time of the Srebrenica massacre, and that, in fact, it was Mladic going it alone when he undertook the genocide at Srebrenica. Now, That is by no means a comment on the legal responsibility of Karadzic, because what he's accused of doing is having set up the whole process and conducted the whole process of oppression and ethnic cleansing that led to that genocide. But I suspect that one of his defences would be, Mladic is a madman and I had nothing to do with Srebrenica.
Has the court done the right thing by including Srebrenica then in the charges?
Yeah, look, I think that, you know, Karadzic is the main man from Bosnia. I mean, he was the president of the Bosnian Serb Party, and I think the tribunal's quite right to charge him with responsibility for the genocide at Srebrenica. Whether it's able to actually prove his responsibility for it is a different question, of course.
Is there an argument, though, that the court should limit the charges to prevent the sort of obstruction that you're talking about happening in the Milosevic trial?
Yeah, there's a very important argument that the prosecution at the ICTY needs to learn from the Milosevic trial. It can't throw the book at Karadzic. It's got to, now that he's coming into custody, it's got to sit down, it's got to delete parts of that indictment, focus the indictment on those areas that it has very strong evidence for, and run a short, concise and powerful case.
So you expect the number of charges to be reduced before the trial begins?
I'd be seriously disappointed if it was not.
That's Dr. Gideon Boas, who was a senior legal officer at the International Criminal Court for the former Yugoslavia during the Milosevic trial. He's now with the law faculty at Monash University.